Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome B-Tech Smith and Steve Mex. B-Tech Smith and Steve Mex, you are now entering the Mega Cast. The Mega Cast.
I feel like we haven't done one of these in weeks.
It's been a couple weeks.
That's because we haven't.
And last time we were back in our old studio.
I know, we keep bouncing around, man.
Yeah, only second time in this studio, and I realized the wall is only like, boom, it's right there, Steve.
It's like less than a foot away from your ass right now.
Yeah, I bumped into it twice already. And then there's some giant cord over here I almost unplugged, that I'm like, you know what, that's probably important if it's an extra cord. And it seems like a thick enough cord that it's charging everything in this room.
I feel like you pull that cord, all the Christmas lights in Seattle go off.
Oh, man. Or, like, we get a call, like, what is going on down there? You know, hot's off the air. Like, oh, I don't know. I was podcasting in a tiny room. You still got your Christmas lights up?
Yeah, we do.
All right.
Yeah, I got to get those down at some point.
Well, dude,
I got to call the Christmas light guy to come and get them.
Come and get them?
Yeah, I mean, I take down the ones on the first level. I don't touch.
No.
Until I get a ladder that's high enough, I am not doing that balancing routine on the freaking roof. No way in hell. I will die.
What about inside?
Oh, inside we got it all down this past weekend.
All right.
Yeah.
So I did the same thing, right? I took all mine down Sunday.
Uh-huh.
Because old school Catholic, you're supposed to leave it up till the 6th, which is the Epiphany.
Oh, that's right.
When the wise men show up, right?
Yeah.
Which, ironically, is today.
Yeah.
But I was sitting there and I said, you know, if I leave it up middle of the week, then it's going to be up the next weekend. Like, do I want to be the guy that has them up too late, right? So mm-hmm. Sunday, went to brunch with the mayor.
What's up, Joe?
Had a couple mimosas. So I came home and said, you know what? Screw it. I'm just going to undo it now.
Yeah.
So two things have happened since then. Number one, I was not an adult and realized I should have picked up the tinsel by hand, so now my vacuum cleaner's clogged.
You vacuumed the tinsel?
I did.
Why?
Because I thought I could just vacuum it up.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes,
Steve. Like on the string?
No.
Oh.
Like the icicles that I throw on the tree at the end.
Oh, okay. I was like, geez, Ted, man. What kind of vacuum cleaner do you got?
Not like the garland.
Oh, that's my bad. Yeah, I got you.
And then I was like, you know, I'm cool with the Christmas lights being gone. And then I have a neighbor. He must have been on vacation. All of a sudden, his tree's lit back up. And last night, I was a little jealous. I was like, oh, man, his tree still looks good. Maybe I should have left mine up.
I know. I've been kind of questioning pulling the lights down or at least unplugging them. I guess I could just do that. Just turn the timer off. But yesterday, I got home around around 5 o'clock. And the lights were on. And it just put me in a good mood.
Yeah, I know. I was staring at my neighbor's tree, like, across the courtyard. Like, damn it. I think this week, if you have them up after this weekend, after you reach double digits in January, then it looks bad.
You're too far removed from the date.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I'm with you, dude. Like, even like we had them up and we took the tree down and all the, you know, all the stuff. The racist train went back in the box. The man whipping the lion. I think they're together. They're going to spend the rest of the year in a box underneath my bed.
I wonder how they get along the rest of the year.
I think they like each other during the rest of the year. I think they're put in a position where they don't feel obligated to be whipped.
I think that's what they call Stockholm Syndrome, Steve.
Yeah, you're probably right. That lion likes being with that lion tamer. But yeah, it's weird. Like, you know, as soon as we pull them down, like the house just feels different. Like it's not,
oh yeah.
I think because of all the clutter of Christmas stuff, it feels more comfy and cozy and warm. And then when you remove it all, it's like everything kind of feels a little bit more like I feel like I'm in an office.
Plus, I think when you remove the Christmas decorations, the realization sets in. That's like, all right, summer's still far off.
Yeah,
spring's still far off. Now we're just in dark winter.
Now it's just cold.
Yeah.
There's nothing fun and comforting in the house.
And, like, I love July 4th, right?
Mm-hmm.
And, like, summertime, you know, cookouts and picnics.
Mm-hmm.
But that's a different beast than, like, holiday parties.
Yeah.
I'm thinking about throwing my first ever Martin Luther King Jr. party.
I'm in.
Right? So it's, like, it's not a holiday.
Do I bring the lions?
Well, I'm just trying to spice up a winter holiday.
Yeah, what is there coming up?
That was the only thing I could think of. President's Day?
Yeah, what are we going to do?
I don't know. And, like, I don't know what I'd do.
You just shave your mustache. You'd be like Abe Lincoln.
Maybe.
That would be funny.
Abe Lincoln. Yeah. Yeah, I wouldn't look Amish at all. 2016 is supposed to be a year where I meet some girls, Steve.
I was wondering. I was thinking about that the other day. We got to do the push-ups in a second. But
all right. Sorry.
I do want because, you know, last year you were all about the year of the hustle.
Correct.
And every year you have a different, like the summer of rock. You've always made these proclamations. You've set the tone and then you live the tone.
I try.
What's the tone for this year? Is it meeting girls?
That's a B topic.
Uh-huh.
On the podcast, we haven't come up with like a bit. We keep saying big things.
Yeah.
So I don't know. That might be it. I don't know. We're feeling it out.
Big things.
Well, like last year, Year of the Hustle
sounds
didn't
naughty.
Really. Yeah. Year of the Hustle didn't come about till almost February.
Oh, okay. You got time.
Yeah.
You know what?
Let's do some push-ups, do a TED Talk. It all makes sense, Steve.
All right. You know, speaking of big things, this week, let's do push-ups. Let's get 10 to the band that just decided they are getting back together.
Woo!
Duff McKagan / Axl Rose and maybe some other guys.
That's the issue. Who else is in there?
I don't know.
Nobody does.
And it's pissing me off. They don't got Adler. I'm not happy, and I don't think they're going to have him. It's going to be Sorum.
Yeah.
And where the F is Izzy?
Izzy!
Let's get 10 for Izzy.
I want to do a black dude named Izzy.
Let's get the heart racing, the blood pumping, and the brain
functioning.
Let's get 10, Mega Family. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
I almost unplugged it.
Hot's off the air.
I know nothing about it.
If that happens, we bolt the F out of the studio.
Yeah.
And blame it on Tanch.
Yeah, come on, Tanch, you're better than this.
TED Talks, starring BTEC Smith.
Well, speaking of the year of the hustle and resolutions, that's what the TED Talk's about today. Your personal resolution. Now, I'm not the biggest fan of them. I think it puts a lot of undue pressure on people. Also, when you tell people your goals, generally you're not going to reach them.
You set yourself up for failure.
Right, and your mind plays tricks on you. It convinces you you've already reached this goal before you have. So my simple thing is just, whatever your resolution is, drop a couple pounds or, I don't know, just be fitter, maybe eat different, not drink as much. Just keep it personal and start it when you want to.
Thank you.
February, you want to start on a Wednesday. Start on a Wednesday.
I thought about that before the New Year's, and I was like, oh, man, I got to start eating a little bit better.
Yeah.
Be a little bit more, you know, don't waste those opportunities when I burn a lot of calories in hockey. Don't just put the calories back on by getting the foot-long sub or
pizza.
Quite possibly get 3 chicken tenders at QFC and also the sushi that's on the counter. You know, stop doing that.
That'll happen to people, Steve.
It does. It happens a lot to me. But I was like, oh, yeah, New Year. And I'm like, you know what? Screw that. I don't have to make it. When I'm ready to make that, when I want to make that resolution in my head, let me just do it right then.
Yeah. And there's a lot of, you know, I saw a TED Talk on this years ago, and it was just like they had two groups, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they were both going to run a marathon. One group told everybody, one group didn't. And the group that told everybody didn't, not nearly as them as finished, because in their mind, like they were already going, well, I've done this, I've done that, I've already kind of accomplished some of this.
I gotcha. It's psychological.
Right? Yeah. And then, right. And then years ago when I had that boxing match with Double R, I remember my box coach telling me that. He's like, you don't have to, because there was going to be 2 months of no booze, no sugar. And he's like, start on like a Tuesday or Wednesday. Like, everybody thinks you have to start everything on Sunday or Monday.
Right.
You just kind of set yourself up for failure. So I remember we went out and got like burgers and drunk on like a Monday.
And then it started up the next day.
Yeah, it started up the next day.
The big farewell.
Yeah.
I was thinking about that last night. I was like, I should take, I don't know why it popped in my head, but I was like, I really want to take boxing lessons.
It's great.
And not for any, I have zero interest of ever boxing somebody. You know what? Like, I just think that that's the type.
Until you get those lessons in.
It's a good point. Then those fists of steel are ready to put a hurt.
All of a sudden, it's like, man, have you seen the donkeys? Like, their goalie keeps starting fights.
He drops his gloves and then puts on boxing gloves. It's really freaking weird.
Right? Dude, you should play keeper once with a boxing glove on.
Oh, that'd be funny.
And just punch pucks away.
Stop thinking that someone walks by. Bam! Get out of my crease, bitch! No.
Probably not. Either would work.
That might get me a penalty.
Sounds like something for the classic.
Yeah. Dude, classic's coming together, man.
Not an awkward conversation, but having a meal with my dad back home.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, I'm like, you know, you got to come out and visit. He hasn't really come out much. He goes, all right. Like, I'm thinking about coming out, this and that, you know. Well, what about Easter? So, what, not Easter.
No. That's not the weekend.
He's like, why? Sorry. I have a trip planned. I've been doing it for 3 years. Like, yep. not backing out on that trip.
Nope. It's locked in.
Yeah.
It's locked in the minute we get back, the minute we leave Spokane, and it's the hockey tournament that we go to every Easter weekend. It's called the Classic.
Yeah.
And it's really not about hockey. It's about drinking and hanging out with your boys and having a great time.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, I was thinking, I finally have like a little bit of a portable studio setup. It's really just like a plug-in into my phone so I can record, and it has two microphones and all that. I'm thinking maybe we should bring it and do a few episodes while we're there.
Yeah, that'll be safe.
Oh, yeah. I can't imagine that they're all going to be broadcast.
The problem is on that trip is, like, I think we always have these grand ideas. We're going to do this. We're going to do that.
Right.
And then we get messed up and go, let's get burgers. Let's go to this place. Which, I don't know why that's my reaction. Like, I don't think I've ever made that noise and then done something, but.
This year we do. Everything that we do at the Classic starts off with, It's the year of the... All right, we got to take a quick break. When we get back, I don't know what the hell we're going to do.
All right, that's fair.
These guys are all about having a good time. The Mega Cast will be back.
One of the most anticipated tours in rock history. It's the reuniting of Guns and Roses.
Welcome to the jungle.
Axl / Matt Duff. And to kick it all off, Axl Rose will be on Jimmy Kimmel Live tonight.
Already canceled.
And just announced, GNR will headline this year's Coachella Music Festival.
Actually tentatively scheduled, not confirmed.
And coming soon, a North American tour. Doors will open for all shows at 6 p.m.
Show could start anywhere from 11 p.m. to 2 a.m. or if Axl shows up at all.
Get ready for the tour of the year.
Specific year, unconfirmed.
Guns N' Roses.
Band may perform under different name or member lineup.
I'm a hot mama jamma, a jamma in my pajamas.
Is this song really about pajamas? What? They? These mother f***s have nothing better to sing about. The Mega Cast is back.
I'm in pajamas, pajamas, pajamas all day. Pajamas, pajamas, pajamas all day.
Is this a real song?
It is, man. I came across this on my Apple Music. Like, it's one of the hot tracks out this week.
Wearing pajamas?
Here we are. I got the whole song because I was like, I had a feeling you would have the same reaction that I do. Is this really a song about pajamas?
Yeah.
I'm a hot mama jamma, a jamma in my pajamas. I put on my pajamas and then I go banana. I'm a hot mama jamma, a jamma in my pajamas.
It's a group called Hard Knocks.
I put on my pajamas and then I go banana.
I'm in pajamas.
I feel like this is going to be a hit.
Pajamas all day.
I just feel like this is like a Lonely Island boy.
Yeah, or like a kid song. Like it's part of like kids pop. Here we go.
Do I want to go somewhere? No way. No school, no work at the end of the day. Frosted Flakes and champagne with my OJ. Pajamas all night, pajamas all day. Girls want to hit the club.
I mean, I like what he's rapping about.
I don't care.
I like Frosted Flakes, mimosas, pajamas.
Bez right there. Pajamas in the studio while the beat hits. Waking up with Victoria's Secrets. Cause all I want to do is stay home. Don't call, send a text. I won't answer my phone.
My jammies feel fuzzy like a rabbit.
Don't. Dude.
I have like certain pajama pants.
Uh-huh.
And then I have like sweatpants, right?
Right.
But then only at Christmas do I break out like the flannel pajama pants.
Oh, yeah.
I know, but like I didn't find them until the day I left for the East Coast, so the 26th. I found them that morning.
Uh-huh.
So I want to keep wearing them, but they say Griswold Christmas on them.
I'll do it. Wear them anyway.
Just be that guy.
Sid, she's got, you know, I do that endorsement deal with the Pajamagram company, and every year they say, hey, you could have a complimentary pair for your significant other.
Nice.
And so 2 years ago, she got the pajama shorts that have snowflakes on them. And you bet your ass during the summer, she's rocking those things, and I think it's awesome.
Yeah. Well, I have a new blanket, too, that it doesn't say Christmas. It just has snowflakes on it. I'm like, it's a holiday throw, but can it work all winter long?
Why not? Yeah. If these guys can rap about pajamas, you could rock your blankie.
Right? Actually, the Griswold pants come with a Griswold shirt that's really comfortable.
Dude, wear it during the summer if you have to.
You know, I might.
Judge me on my junk food habit. Yeah, I want to lay in bed and do nothing. No plans for the day except to go do nothing. 24 hours straight, lazy and it's tight. Pajamas all day, pajamas all night.
Mama hot, mama jamma, jamma in my pajamas.
All right, that's enough. We don't have much time to do a podcast today because we got a stupid meeting at noon. Do we blow off the meeting or do we have to go to the meeting? We're kind of part of the team that puts on the meeting.
Neither of us are winning anything. That's all I'm saying. I'm not positive they would completely miss us. But right. You know, if we don't go for some reason,
it's going to look bad.
Yeah.
And you know that if we don't go, we'll conveniently finish this podcast right when lunch is served.
Yeah. And it's like, were you guys doing something? Like, wait a minute. You guys were in the building? Like, yeah, just down the hall.
And our boss was already stressing because our big boss decided not to come to work today. So our boss is now kind of running the meeting. Like,
oh, really?
And so he's stressing.
Why'd the big boss call it sick?
I don't know. Nobody understands why he's not here. And so our boss is like, I had a meeting with him earlier today, and he's stressing because he's like, I didn't know I had to run this meeting. Are you going to be there? I'm like, yeah, we're all there. And he's like, well, what am I supposed to do? I'm like, I don't know. I didn't even know we were having a meeting until yesterday.
Geez, Steve, now we have to go.
Yeah, I guess we should. So we only have a few more minutes.
Yeah, the big boss just sent out that email yesterday, then he bailed on it today.
Right, and none of us knew that we were supposed to have that meeting, and we're part of the team that puts on the meeting. The inner workings of this building is falling apart in the new year, 2016, the year of miscommunication.
I guess we'll have a meeting.
I guess so.
There'll be some lunch.
I have a question for you, because we just heard that little spoof on the Guns N' Roses thing, which, oddly enough, that spoof was made before Axl canceled his appearance
on Kimmel,
which is kind of funny, because here's Kimmel making that announcement.
Axl Rose was supposed to be here tomorrow, but he will not be here tomorrow for reasons known only to Axl Rose. Or maybe he will be here. Maybe he's just trying to keep us guessing. I don't know. You know...
So there you go. Axl already canceled. It's so funny. I think it's so awesome.
Have you heard my Axl Rose story?
No.
So years ago...
Excuse me.
All right, finish your cocaine.
Man, I tell you what, flying around and stuff, I feel like I've had a cold for 2 months. So years ago, Axl Rose, his version of Guns N' Roses, is playing the Key Arena.
Mm-hmm.
So I get to do the stage announcement.
Okay.
So I'm just there by myself. It's one of those kind of cluster F things, like... Nobody's really sure where I'm supposed to be. Like, wait here, wait there.
Nobody really wants you back there.
Right, the tour manager's not happy at all. Luckily, like, one of the head of security guys in, like, the backstage area happens to be a KSW listener.
Thank God.
So, right, so he's like, hey, Ted, what's up? Come here, like, chill out.
Kind of
like,
legitimizes cool. you back there.
Right, exactly. Yeah, right. So now it's okay. So I go do the stage announcement, right? Well, backstage, you know, it's Axl Rose. So the show's supposed to, I don't think there was an opener. Supposed to start at like 8, right? And everybody's like, well, it's Axl Rose. Who knows? It might be a while. So I go, all right. So they gave me like this pass. So I shoot up to like the club level. And there's like a hospitality suite where you get like drinks and stuff.
Okay.
And there's these group of guys. And they said, hey, Ted, two of our friends are still outside. Is it worth it to go meet them at a bar for a drink? And I go, yeah, dude, it's Axl Rose. He's not starting for like an hour. So they leave. 5 minutes later, dude hits the stage right on time.
What?
Yes. If the show was supposed to start at 8, he hit the stage like 8:01.
Wow.
Yeah.
Were you able to get a hold of those guys?
No, I don't have their numbers. I just sent them off.
Oh, they probably hate you right now.
Literally, as they walked out the door, it must have been like the first like guitar strum.
Oh, brutal.
Yeah, I that was 5 or 6 years ago. Still feel bad about it.
I would.
Yeah.
They probably were so pumped to see Guns N' Roses or Axl and some friends.
Right. And instead, and now they got a local DJ with bad info.
Yeah. I mean, dude, you were playing the odds, and the odds were in your favor.
And people backstage were like, oh, he's doing his Axl thing. It's going to be a while.
And I remember he was on That Metal Show with Eddie Trunk, and they asked him about why he's always late. And his rationale, and I'm paraphrasing, but it was basically like he refuses to go on stage until he's 100% certain that the setup and the vibe for what they're going to do is on point. Like all the, you know, all the lighting, all the, and I think that's just a BS thing. I mean, these guys are all professionals. They do it day in, day out. I think they're ready to go when you're ready to go.
Yeah.
I don't think it's the other way around.
I think it's just, you know, they'll wait.
Are you up for going to Coachella? Would you go to see Guns N' Roses with Slash and Duff?
No.
Really?
Just because I'm not... I already have enough festivals, so I'm not adding Coachella in. I count the hockey weekend almost as a festival.
Oh, we party like it's a festival.
Right, and then there's Meltdown and now Burning Man. Like, I'm just like, Coachella, I'm sure it's cool. Why, are you thinking about going?
Yeah, I'm on the fence. I was talking to Castle about it. I don't know which of those weekends. I think one of those weekends is Castle's birthday, so we were talking about maybe doing getting on a plane, going down there. I don't know.
Coachella's a commitment too, man.
It is, and I've never done Coachella, and I've always said I don't want to do Coachella. It just seems like a giant mess. I mean, I'm all about partying and music and all that, but I don't know, something about being in the desert and that many people, it just seems like it's going to be too overwhelming for me, no matter how wasted I am.
Yeah.
But for Guns N' Roses, I feel like it might be worth it for that experience.
Plus, honestly, I feel like if I went to Coachella, I'd spend all the time in like the watching rap or EDM and like, dude, you miss Guns N' Roses. Like, all right.
Yeah, that's the one part I admire. They are headlining. At that point, I don't know what kind of state of mind I'm going to be in. For all I know, I might just forget that they're performing.
Yeah, you might just be laying in the grass. Be like, I love Coachella.
Coachella's awesome. Or hugging a speaker in the EDM room. I don't know. You just don't know what will happen at Coachella.
Have you heard how EDM's kind of ruining Coachella?
Why?
Well, basically, they're just saying for like last year, Outkast got back together and they headlined, right? But like one guy wrote an article and he was just saying like it wasn't that packed and people weren't that pumped because you go to an EDM show, it's all self-contained.
Yeah.
Even if you don't know the music, there's like glitter cannons or confetti cannons.
Hot girls
lights.
Wearing nothing.
Right. So basically, it's a built-in party. You really don't have to know what's going on. Whereas like, and then you go from that and you go watch two guys rap it on stage. It's like
kind of a letdown.
Yeah. Now you're just watching two guys rap.
Right. Now you're watching Axl trying to hit the high notes on Paradise City.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we were talking during the break about the drummer situation. You got Steven Adler. You got Matt Sorum. There's rumors maybe Axl's just going to keep the drummer that he's been using for this show. I'm torn, man. I'm an Adler guy. I saw Adler play when he came to town. He still got the ability to play the drums. I know some people are like, he's got a stroke, blah, blah, blah. I watched him play the songs off of Appetite just a couple of years ago. And he played them exactly, and he was always a sloppy drummer, and that's what I love about him. He played them just as sloppy and just as awesome as he always has.
Yeah, the whole thing with Adler, me and Miles were having this conversation yesterday. It's just, Miles is like, you got to have him in there. I think it'll crush him if he doesn't get to go.
That's my vibe, too.
Right, where I'm on the other side going, or is this going to be like, I can't believe I forgot his name again.
Matt Sorum? Oh.
No, Rick James, where it's like, remember, Rick James was clean for years.
Yep.
He got really popular with Chappelle again, starts using ODs and dies.
Yeah. But on the flip side, I'm with Miles. You do this tour, a tour that he's been wanting to do since the moment he got booted from the band. That might send him over the edge.
Yeah, I don't know what the answer is.
You know what the answer is? Push-ups.
Push-ups.
Push-ups is always the answer. I'm sorry, Mega Family. One of these days we'll be able to bang out, next time, we'll bang out a full Mega Cast.
Promise?
No.
All right.
You never know what kind of meetings we're stuck in.
Yeah.
I feel like we could pull it off next week.
I feel confident.
All right, well, let's get 10. We are sorry we couldn't do another break. We appreciate you listening. Follow us at the Megacast on Twitter.
Yeah.
All right, Ted. Let's get 10, Mega Family. That was too soon from the last set of push-ups, man.
What's that?
That was too soon from the last set.
I was happy I didn't kick any cords out.
Good work, Ted. So it was good seeing you. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Let's go to this meeting, Steve.
Yeah, and let's eat some food.
Ah!